All right, today is today is Tuesday, June the 9th, 1998. This is an interview with Mr. Waldo Beckett, and the interviewer is Irma Bryan. And the first question I have for you is if I can get your full name, that includes your middle name, and your birth date.
Waldo Elmer Beckett. May the 23rd, 1923.
And where were you born, Mr. Beckett?
In New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem. Mm. Were you born in a house? Mm. The house that you were born in, was it a house that had been in the family for a while?
Oh, my grandfather, around 1850, he moved from Hamilton Mountain and bought a farm.
Yes.
At Inchby, and then my father, they lived in the other end of the house.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather would have been on your father's side of the family?
Yeah.
The Becketts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about your parents for a minute. What was the name of your mother?
Florence Johnson. And
do you remember when she was born or when you celebrated her birthday?
She was born in 1897, I think.
Mm-hmm.
June the 20th.
Now, do you remember her parents? Would be your grandparents Johnson?
Well, I remember my grandmother. She died. She was a Macomb.
She was a Macomb.
Mm.
Okay.
They were from Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. And your grandfather Johnson was he living when you were born?
He was living, but he died of cancer of the stomach when I was 4 years old.
Okay. Do you have any memories of him at all? Any times that you spent with him? What about your mother's brothers and sisters? Did she have any?
She had two brothers, one sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you remember their names?
Well, the brother's name was Harry. He lived in the Boston area.
Yes.
Her sister's name was Mrs. Leonard Hazel, Mrs. Williamson, Leonard Williamson.
Williamson?
She lived at Brown's Flat.
Okay. She married, did you say Leonard Williamson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did she have another brother?
George. Yeah, George. I forgot about him. He lived at Brown's Flat. He had a store there.
Right. Okay. What about your dad now? Who were your dad's parents? It'd be the Becketts.
Sam Beckett and Elizabeth.
Selfridge.
She was a Selfridge.
Selfridge.
Irish.
How would we have spelt her? That's the last name, Selfridge.
S-E-L-F-R-I-D-G-E.
Okay. So you said Irish?
Real Irish.
Yeah. Real Irish, huh? Were they from? Did she grow up out in the
She was born out there, yeah.
Okay. Did she ever talk about what relatives came over from Ireland? You remember?
You mean besides her?
Was it her parents that would have come over from Ireland?
It must. Yeah, her father and her brother.
Okay.
Come over.
So.
John and George.
So it would have been your great grandparents that came over from Ireland. Did your mother ever follow any Irish traditions, or was there anything about her that people would say, "Oh, that's Irish"?
No, but I think the Johnsons. My mother.
Your grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about that. Elizabeth.
No, she never mentioned Irish too much.
You just always knew that they were Irish, huh? Did your father have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Can you recall any names?
Well, I can one that lived. He had a brother, Edwin. That's Dawn's father.
Okay.
And Humbert, he lived in the States. And Gordon, he was a minister, Baptist minister.
Oh yeah, where did he minister?
Over in Moncton area mostly.
Okay.
And then there's a Walter, he lived in the States.
Goodness, a lot of boys.
And there was Gertrude.
Yes.
She married the Adams and had the mill out there.
Oh yes, okay.
And then there was Alice, and she married a Short, Alfred Short.
Were the Shorts from New Jerusalem? Mm. Did they settle there after they got married?
Yeah.
Now, what about your brothers and was that all of your...
Lena.
Sorry.
She married in Adamson, too. But he didn't live out there. They didn't live out there. They lived in Gatestown and Fredericton.
Okay. That's seven. And then your father would be eight.
There's three. One, two, three died when they were young. One died of diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. Of these people or three others on top of these three people?
Besides these people.
Oh, okay. Okay. What about your brothers and sisters? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Six.
And can you think, you want to give me your, tell us their names?
Well, there's Irma, who's the oldest next to me. She lives in Connecticut now.
Yes.
Marion lives in Windsor, Ontario.
Marion? All right.
Marion, my brother, Eldon, you're going to talk to him anyway.
Junior. Did you call him Eldon or Junior when he was growing up?
Junior.
I bet he didn't like that too much.
His wife didn't.
Do you call him Junior?
Junior and then Gwendolyn.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Ottawa. And Elizabeth lives in
Renforth.
Marguerite lives in Majorville. And Lois.
Who lives in Fredericton. Now, let's talk a little bit about the house that you grew up in. You've said that that house was in the Beckett family for a while, and that your father's parents lived in the house with you. Was it your father's parents who lived in... Did you have grandparents who lived in the house?
When my father got married, they built a piece on the end of the house for the... The old folks.
For the old folks. Not so after your father got married, the old folks moved out into the... And those were his parents, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What can you remember about his parents at all? Anything?
Oh, yeah, I can remember my grandfather.
You can?
He was real religious. And if he had any sin, he was a workaholic.
Oh.
Never stopped working.
What do you think about playing games and cards and stuff like that? Was that something that was frowned upon?
Ball games or something like that, all right, but...
Yes.
Cards and dances were prohibited out there then.
Uh-huh. So that must have been tough when you were as kids. I mean, had a big family with all those kids and trying to find something to do.
No trouble.
Family dinners must have been interesting. How many meals a day would you have eaten as a family? How many meals a day would your mother have prepared?
Three meals.
And what was your big meal of the day?
No coffee break.
No coffee break. What was the big meal of the day? Generally today people eat at supper time their big meal of the day. Some people do. What was it when you were growing up?
No, they're all... Dinner and supper was... Well, you could never notice any difference then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had meat and vegetables or something, dinner time maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's leftovers for night, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. What about your farm? What kind of animals were on your farm?
Oh, everything. There's sheep, cows, and horses. And pigs and hens.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow crops?
Yeah, quite a few potatoes. And
mm-hmm.
A lot of grain. You had to have grain for the horses. And
can you remember that? Was there any particular type of potato that you'd grow? Like,
well, the type then was cobbler, was it?
Cobbler? Irish cobbler? Yeah? I've heard of that. I've heard of Irish cobbler. I don't know if it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. But they're a nice potato. Fit right in with your Irish family, too. Now, how many acres of land would have been around your house? Or in the Beckett family?
Well, my grandfather bought it, there was 400 or 500 acres. And when Eddie Beckett got married, Dawn's father,
mm-hmm.
he divided in two, and he took half, and we kept half.
Mm-hmm. That's still a lot of land, though. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we get an acre, and we think we're in the money. Did you have a lot of lumber on your land?
A lot of hardwood, yeah.
A lot of hardwood. Mm-hmm. And did you ever cut wood? Did you work in the woods?
Did I work in the woods?
Yes.
Not really. I was 18. Well, I worked with the father. I helped him. He was lumbering quite
yes.
a bit and trucks and stuff, early trucks.
Yeah. Now, what did your father do for a living?
He lumbered most of his life.
Yes.
And farmed.
Did he lumber mostly on his own land?
No. But.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about schools now? Was there a school near you, or what school would your family have attended?
Inchby School.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember the name of a teacher there?
Have any of them, or?
Oh, any of them.
No, Hazel Scott. She used to be a Dunn. Mm-hmm. She married a Dunn from Dunn's Corner and lived out here at Hampstead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had Chester McCrae. You ever hear of him?
Haven't heard that name. Are they related to the McCraes over in Wickham, I wonder? No?
He was the MP for Fredericton there one time.
Okay.
I think he died here not long ago. Murray Thompson's wife, she just died here this winter. Murray Thompson, they had a store at Hampstead.
Yes.
They didn't make much money then.
No, I bet you didn't. You know, I had someone say to me that, for instance, when the Depression, in the time of the Depression, that although they never, ever, ever had any extras or anything fancy, because the farms provided almost the food anyway, they always had meat and potatoes on the table. Is that the same way?
Yeah. They get a bag of flour or two in the fall. So far away from stores and stuff, you couldn't.
Yeah.
It was 8 miles to the Hampstead to the store.
Got about that now from here, don't you? So the nearest store from here would be
up the river. It is.
My gosh, yes. Goodness. What about churches in the area now? How many churches would you have been able to get to from New Jerusalem? Did you have any churches in that community?
There's three churches.
Mm-hmm.
Two Baptist and then United. Or Methodist then, I guess. No, I think it was United. Then.
Do you remember anyone talking about the Kirk?
Church, you mean?
Mm. Well, I think that was the Methodist Church.
Well, maybe it was.
I've heard some people, they talk about the Kirk, and
yeah.
I'd have to stop and ask them what it was. Hadn't heard that before. Apparently it didn't stay open very long and turned into a, might have been further up. Thought it was out past New Jerusalem a little ways. Now, did you attend school in, was it Inchby? Yeah?
I went to school, there's no high school out there.
Mm-hmm.
So 30, 8 and 9, I boarded Brown's Flats and went to high school there.
That seemed to be a common thing, kids going out to board to get their high school education. What'd you do after you were done school?
Joined up.
Joined the Army?
Or the Air Force, yeah.
The Air Force. Mm. Now, where would you have been, where were you posted, where was your base around here, your training base, after you joined up? Where did you get your training for your Air Force?
Oh, I was, first place was Valcartier, Quebec, and then it was Summerside, PEI, and then Chatham, New Brunswick, Victoriaville, mm-hmm. Quebec, and Hagersville, Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other people, any other boys from New Jerusalem that were, that you know of, that were signed up for the Army or for the Air Force?
I couldn't count them.
That many, huh?
A lot of them, yeah.
Did you ever go back to New Jerusalem once you left the Army?
Yeah, for a year, and but my mother and father had moved to Brown's Flats, so and okay. then.
Uh-huh.
The place was deserted when the Army took over.
Yeah, yeah. What about neighbors? Can you remember family names of the families that lived around your property?
Well, there was another Beckett on one side, another Beckett over across the road.
Couldn't get away from these people.
And then there were Johnsons.
Were they related to your mother?
No.
Okay.
Well, they married her. She, well, wife was some relation to her through the Makins. And the Douglases and Smiths and Webbs, Burgess Key.
Burgess
Key.
Is that all one name, Burgess Key?
No, last name is Key. K-E-E.
K-E-E. Okay. I've heard that name before. I've heard Burgess Key, and I never stopped to find out if it was first name and last name. Or what about stores in New Jerusalem?
Stores?
Yeah, did you have a store? Place where you could buy your flour and sugar?
Not till... Well, Fitzsimmons had started a store in the... must have been the late 30s, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And until then, there was nothing?
There was one there, Barnett's, an old store.
Mm-hmm.
I can just remember that. They died.
Is that why the store closed? Because they died? They just closed up after the... Was there a place, maybe it was a store, I don't know, where people would gather to get caught up on the daily news? A congregating place.
You mean the old people or the
yeah?
The old people?
The old people. Where the old people go to get their information?
The only place they went was church or agriculture meeting or something in the hall or.
Oh yeah, what hall would that be? What hall did they have there?
I think they called it the Temperance Hall.
Yeah. So they held meetings at the hall?
No, unless it was a business meeting or something. There's no... Oh, well, they used to have pie socials and... Mm-hmm. What do they call them?
Basket socials?
No, you're all going to sing. People go and sing and dance.
Concerts maybe? Or
concert
no?
or...
Recitals?
No, everybody, what do you call that? Everybody took a guitar, or the musical, or a fiddle, and went and played, and then had a pie social.
Oh, well, that'd
sang
be neat.
Or something.
Yeah. Can you remember the names of any people who may have sang or gotten up and played a guitar?
Hazen Douglas, and his mother, or Ralph Maxwell, John Barnett, Mrs. Inch, Mrs. Ronald Inch.
Mm-hmm. Elsie?
Well, there's one you should go see.
I've talked with Elsie already.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. Twice. She's really been great. That's why I thought you'd mention her name. She talked about how she must have been very talented. You know, she said every time they had something, she was there. And
she was offered, she has a good voice, that she was offered a scholarship to go to Boston and train, but she wouldn't go.
Isn't that something?
So they say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What can you remember about your old house? You would have grown up, spent most of your life, your young life anyway, in the house. Is there anything that stands out about it? Did you have a parlor?
A what?
A parlor in the house?
A parlor.
Were you allowed in the parlor?
Well, not really. It was over on the grandmother's side.
It's a good place for it. I bet it was kept spotless.
It's quite full.
Did you have?
There was eight kids and hardwood floors, no oilcloth or anything.
Must have been cold on the feet in the wintertime.
Yeah, a cold house.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a crawl space or something underneath it? Basement or?
Oh, yeah, there was a deep cellar.
What'd you use the cellar for? Or what did you use the cellar for anything?
It was full of potatoes and turnips every fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you have any running water?
We were one of the lucky ones. We had running water, gravity feed.
Now, that must have been a treat. Mm. But cold water, I suppose.
And good water, too, yeah.
Yeah. Was it spring water? Mm. Yeah. Did you have, was there a main road in Jerusalem? Do you know what the name of that road was?
It was just the main road, I guess, for
main road.
But the roads off it, like the Short Road and the Simpson Road and Adamson Road.
Now, where was your house? Was it on the main road or off of another road?
The Ridge Road. But it was only 300 yards from the main road.
Mm-hmm. Beckett Homestead was on the Ridge Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about a blacksmith? Do you recall a blacksmith being, or the services of one in that area?
My grandfather's a blacksmith.
Beckett? Grandfather Beckett?
But he didn't have a trade of blacksmith. He was a good blacksmith, though.
Uh-huh. So he got him to shoe the horses. And
no, he never shoed the horses.
No.
But
no. Was that
used
your
to
grand-
go to Queenstown or Hampstead to get the horses shod.
Was that your grandfather on the Beckett side? Or the grandfather, yeah. Can you remember any Christmases?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it had to have been lively in an Irish household with eight kids, or eight people. Was eight children?
Mm.
And then the four adults. So what, would you have had turkey at Christmas dinner? Remember the first time you tasted turkey?
Mm. Over in England.
Yeah? Long ways to go for a turkey dinner.
Well, you always kept hens and you'd fatten them up and kill them for... You never had chicken any other time of the year, only at Christmas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
At least you didn't want to lose the eggs. What about Christmas trees? Would you have had a Christmas tree up in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And would that maybe have come from your land? Yeah?
The United Church picnic.
When would they have the Sunday school picnic?
Hmm?
When would they have that?
Always had one on the 1st of July and another one in August.
Oh, yeah. So what'd you do that's a long stretch from August right around to the 1st of July again. Would they have like harvest socials or anything like that?
Any what?
Any harvest socials?
Yeah, there used to be kind of a fair in the fall.
Like an agricultural fair or something?
Yeah. But as soon as the Gagetown Fair started, everything went up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you didn't have any other agricultural things down there again. Did you guys have, did you send cream to the creamery? Was the were the Becketts part of the creamery cooperative? Or at least you sent your cream there. Mm-hmm. Can you remember what grade the cream was?
No.
What they gave you for a mark?
No.